IRX.
Yeah! Well, good morning. Actually, you know, Mary from Dumb and Dumber, that kind of falls into our topic today.
Harry, it's Mary.
Good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show, 738, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who is hiring? Looking to start that new career? Look no further than special-light, LITE.com. Great starting pay, room to grow, awesome benefits. Mm-hmm. Right there. Start that career. Specialite. Your topic for today, who was your first celebrity crush? All right. You, back when you were young and you just remember seeing them on TV or in the movies, all right, so and you fell in love.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Before or after my first boner?
See, this could be a good two-part. I think let's do right in the middle, like during your first boner.
How about that? Just give you both. Give you both.
All right, perfect.
Andy Griffith, pre-boner. Andy Griffith.
That was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush. You know, I was a kid. I looked at him like, dude, he's a smooth guy. He'd be fun to go fishing with. He's got like his friend's a character, Barney Fife. Hey, Andy! It'd just be fun to like hang out with the, I don't know.
I don't know if I'd call that a crush. Maybe you looked up to him. This is a weird way to start this topic with Andy Griffith.
It's kind of a crush.
All right. I love you,
cool
Andy.
Cool uncle
Griffith.
Or something, you know.
I love you, Sheriff Andy. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Andy!
Now, after your boner, I guess I don't really like following that sentence with that, but all right, go for it.
Afterwards, Nancy Kerrigan.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I really thought about this, too. I kind of went deep back into the memories. And, yeah, it was Nancy Kerrigan. I remember when she got clubbed in the leg?
Were you upset when that happened?
I cried. I'm serious. I cried. Dude, I didn't know anything about ice skating. I didn't know anything. I was in love. Dude, I was in love with Nancy Kerrigan. I even told my mom. I, like, pulled my mom aside one day. I'm like, Ma, I think I really like Nancy Kerrigan. She started laughing. She's like, you know, she's a little old and she's, you know, she's kind of preoccupied. She's trying to break it to me lately that I'm never going to have a relationship with Nancy.
Wait. Hold on. This obviously was pre, like, mass internet days where we just had, like, did you, like, find Sports Illustrated photos of Nancy Kerrigan?
No, it was around the Olympics time. And I remember watching her and I was like, that's the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life. I'm calling myself out just because I was young. Dude, you guys did this when you were young, too. I go down in the basement, right? And I'm practicing like I'm ice skating.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you were going to say you were doing something else in the basement while watching Nancy.
I wasn't to that point yet in my life.
Oh, Nancy.
But I was practicing I got to get good. So if I ever meet her, I got to do the thoughts that go through your head as a kid. Shut up.
You were practicing your pirouettes and your double sow cows. So when
trying
you're
to triple deke in the basement, dude. I know. It's embarrassing. But you know what? It's a radio show, and I'm supposed to disclose these kind of things.
I'm so happy this topic was brought up. And I really love to think about you probably like being so mad that someone hurt her. That you're like, I'm going to fight those guys.
I'm devastated. Who here? Who? Tanya? I hated Tanya Harding, dude.
Nancy, I will avenge you.
I will avenge you, Nancy.
Oh, my Nancy. God. Oh, I needed that this morning. Oh, my God.
Shut up, man. Just shut up.
I love it so much.
You know what? You did things as a kid that you weren't proud of either.
Boy, so. I don't know. That might take the cake there, buddy. You sitting there just, you know, sitting there in your pajamas, you know, Indian style in front of the TV watching Nancy. I love her, Mom.
I love her. My dad knew, too. I wouldn't tell my dad because I was embarrassed, you know?
Did you take her last name? Was it Mr. Hunter Kerrigan? Is that
Hunter Kerrigan, dude? I would have taken her last name. I don't care. I just wanted to marry her.
she
married.
Triple sow cowed right to my heart. That's amazing. Thank you, Hunter, for sharing that. And that's going to do it for the topic. That's all we have. That's it, folks.
Come on, man. More.
Okay. So, no. I'll give you mine. Thank God. Not as embarrassing as yours. So, again, a twofer. Because, again, you go back and you think about, like, growing up, and there was still, you hit that age, and you like, oh, yeah, I like Susie. She's cute. So I'd say probably one of the first ones that I would, like, when I started noticing was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I you go back when I was a young man, and, like, those first seasons, she was kind of weird, and she had the big bangs and the long hair, and I don't know. Topanga was always there. But if I'm really being honest, like, my first, like, oh, okay, I get it. I see what Cindy Margolis. And Now, you're probably going to say, who exactly? Cindy Margolis was just your typical big-boobed blonde in the late 90s, early 2000s. And if you remember, for one season, she had the Cindy Margolis show, which was filmed out in Miami. Cindy Margolis, all right? You look it up. It's just the most cookie-cutter, big-boobed blonde you could imagine. But yeah. I was, 13 at the time and really, just, you know, just a disgusting, hormone-riddled young man. And just that Cindy Margolis show would come on at, 10 o'clock at night on Fox, and it was just the greatest thing I had ever seen in my life.
Rock and beat Indian style, nose up to the television.
Yeah, so that was, probably, the first, seeking out photos and just, almost, a weird obsession. Yeah, so.
Question, though.
Yeah.
When did the, your mouse pad that you have your hand on right now?
Oh, my Elvira? When did that come in?
Elvira, when did that kick in? Was that later on in life?
My vampire goth stage came on later in life. I don't know when exactly.
Brock has an Elvira mouse pad. Did the actual, padding for the wrist? Is there boobs?
That's more of a mature. That got a little bit,
later on.
The whips, chains, whistles, yo-yos type deal for me, with Elvira. That was a little bit later on. Maybe college.
When did Kelly from Saved by the Bell come in?
That I think now I appreciate her more now. I think, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, her role in The Ladies' Man, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Oh. Again, your tastes change. But if I'm going to go back to my very first, I'd probably say Cindy Margolis. Yeah, for sure.
Cindy Margolis. Sure. Yeah. We'll have to look her up. I really don't know who that is.
So. I already got her pulled up here on my Google search right here. And I'm starting to have flashbacks and blood rushing. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-947. I comment on Facebook. Who was your first celebrity crush?
I love you.
I love you. I love you, Nancy. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
IRX, everything that rocks.
I feel like partying right now.
He was one of my first crushes, celebrity crushes, too.
I feel like partying right now.
Good morning. 7:52, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your topic of the day brought to you by... now with Tearaways. Brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Who was your first celebrity crush? That is your topic for today.
Let me throw one out there real quick. I just got a text from, can't find Sam Bitterman.
Can't find Sam Bitterman.
Sam Bitterman. What's up, Sam?
Who was Sam's first celebrity's crush?
He said this is his answer. Pre-boner chick from the Wonder Years. Post-boner, Fiona Apple music video. Criminal. Video made me addicted.
Dude, Fiona Apple in that music video. I mean, she's a babe, but that, wow. Ooh, good answers, Bitterman. Hey, fine, Sam Bitterman. Let's see. I've had a couple friends. My buddy Coho Bob, he said Linda Carter, the OG Wonder Woman. Gosh, she's a babe. She still is, man. Donnie said Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years. That was a very popular
Winnie
one.
Winnie Cooper?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's
what a great show.
Yep. Popular answer. A lot of young men fell in love with her. Let's take a phone call here. Who was your first celebrity crush? WIRX, hello.
Hello. So what was the question thing there?
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, my God. Kelly Bundy.
Kelly Bundy. Yeah. Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. Yeah, she probably did a lot of things for a lot of young men out there. I'm sure of it. All right, man.
Yes.
Good answer, buddy.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you.
You know, it's funny, dude. He didn't even skip a beat. He knew right away.
You
know the question. What was the question?
Right there. Kelly Bundy. What's funny is younger me, Kelly Bundy, and then older me, Peg Bundy. It's weird how it switched. Hey,
went from Kelly to Peg.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be honest, I've always been a Peg Bundy guy. If I had a choice, I'm taking Peg Bundy. I am. Her in those leopard print spandex pants.
Which was
that big
interesting to be, I guess it's just you get sick of them after a while. Your wives, huh? Al, look at this lady you got next to you.
She always wants to have sex with you. She's hot. Come on, man.
Talk about being worn out, man.
Did you miss me?
Al was just beat down.
With every bullet so far. Yeah. So it started with Kelly, went to Peg. We got some great answers on Facebook. Lainey said it was either Jesse McCartney or the lead singer of the Backstreet Boys. Oh.
See?
Oh, boy. Is that why you keep that beard, Hunter?
Damn right. See? Celebrity crush.
Let's see. Nicole said, I like Nicole's answer. Jason David Frank. He was the green and white Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. He played Tommy.
Yeah, dude, that's funny.
He played Tommy. Yeah.
All the girls love Tommy.
He had the longer hair, right? Like the long, like the ponytail.
Yeah. What, which Ranger was he? Was the Green Ranger?
He played the Green and then the White Mighty Morphin Power.
White Ranger.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Great show.
Let's see. Katie said Tom Cruise. Elizabeth said Richard Marx. Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Richard Marx. Huh? Is there Burt Reynolds? There's got to be a Burt Reynolds in there somewhere.
Let's see. Eric said Ford. Jessica said Russell Crowe and Gladiator. Carl said Elvira. Good answer. Good. Let's see.
What about Dawson from Dawson's Creek? It's got to be one of them.
Let's see.
Dawson.
Just emotional ass Dawson.
Jesus, fuck off.
Jen said Zach Hansen. The Hansen boys were pretty big back then. Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah for those boys.
The Hansen came out when we were in like, what, sixth grade, Brock? Fifth or sixth grade?
Yes, sixth, maybe a little bit later. Maybe seventh or eighth. I think it was a little bit around
the
there.
Girls
but yeah.
had the crush on
God. Them. I remember this one girl, Katie, I went to school with. Dude, she was obsessed. Like, had a notebook full of just, like, her handwriting, Hansen. Oh, my God. Katie Hansen. Oh, my God. It was
dreamy.
Dreamy.
Her locker was just full of Hansen pictures.
Probably. Yeah, back when we had our pictures in there. Arthur said the Pink Power Ranger. Yeah, I crushed on her a little bit. I was a little young yet, but. Brian said Bo Derek. That was a good one. Oh my God, Andy, the dead guy. He said Morticia Adams. Of course he would. God, I love you, Andy, so much.
Andy, the dead guy.
Yeah. Of course. Matt said Daisy Duke. That's a good answer.
That's a great answer. It's got to be a lot of them out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Daisy Duke. She's, you know, he filled a lot of dreams with those short shorts. Let's see. Amanda said John Cena. Interesting. I wonder who.
Oh, it was my wife. She's not listening. Dude, my wife loves John Cena. Yeah. Those short, stubby arms, dude.
She's been crushing on him for a while.
She really, you know, it's one of those where I'm just like, if he ever comes around, hey, here you go, dude.
Is that why you started like running and doing push-ups and doing all those?
Dude, I'm trying to get short, stumpy arms. Maybe she'll like me more. I don't know.
Those short, stubby arms could rip your arms off and beat
Can't
you.
See
to
me.
Can't see me.
She never sees me because John Cena's always around.
You'll see them walking away together, leaving you behind. That's what it'll
Damn
mean.
Damn it, dude. Damn it. Those are those jean shorts, dude. I can't compete with that.
You know, it is kind of funny, like, out of all of them. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but she picks the guy who can't reach his own back and wears JNCOs. I mean, like, come on. But
I guess I feel a little bit better about that than if it would be, like, Kane.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah.
The Big Show or something.
My God. There's just some great answers out here. This is great. Going back, man. Well, enjoy the walk down memory lane, thinking about your old crushes.
Go get out all those old posters you have rolled up from your childhood.
Rolled up. You got that rubber band on there that's dried up. You can get that thing. Be careful, though, because I actually almost died hanging up a girly poster. Because I had tacks in my mouth, like hold them in my teeth, and
my
one was
God,
like in
moron.
A little gap, and I breathed in right there. I almost died hanging up a girly
what
poster.
What are you doing?
Well, it was a really good one. It was this one I got at the Frolic. I won it that balloon popping game, and it was this blonde chick, and she was standing next to a sign that said "Dangerous Curves," and she was in a little.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude, it was a great. I remember every corner of that.
You know what I tell myself when I have safety pins in my mouth? Don't breathe in.
I think I was getting all worked up hanging up that poster. I almost died.
Right.
All right. We'll be back with more. Stick around.